Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom, here on the podcast, Monday podcast here, new Shabuah right here, Torah-wise, we're at the 41st sabbatical study called Pinchas or Phinehas, Phinehas, so here we pick up the 41st sabbatical study for this strong, here we're at the second day of this Shabuah, this week, this strong. Also, this is what, July 3rd, you know, the eve of what they call the 4th of July. So we just say to ones and ones, you know, wherever you are, you know, on this earthly plane, but especially here in the North Country of Americas, you know, to be safe, you know, please be safe, you know, a lot of craziness going on, you know. Vi and I, you know, we just continue with Jatrod right here. So here on the podcast, we have Psalm 119, that theme, the Torah, right? Yah's way of life, the Torah right here. It's one of the longest Psalms here, Psalm 119. It's also known as an alphabetical or called an acrostic, well, an alphabetical. You know, it's a psalm that's arranged in the Hebrew 22s, the 22s, from the Ha'aleph to Ha'tau, the Aleph to Tau, known in other translations as the Alpha and Omega, but that's Greek right there. You know, we know that, you know, the Hebrews and the Yehudi speak Hebrew. So actually, we would say that he is the Ha'aleph, the Aleph, first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph Beit, and he is Hatau. Some might say in modern Hebrew, Hatav, but the more African Shemitic pointing, Hatawe. He is the Aleph, the first and the last. So the 22 of the Hebrew alphabet is particularly highlighted here in today's daily psalm in the season, Psalm 119. Now, it's a full psalm. We're going to try to get a good groundation here as well as segue here into this 41st sabbatical study known as Phinehas or Pinchas. The phi, the pi, the peh is the mouth. So here, brought out as Pi Nahas. Nahas has a meaning of brass, but also from the Hebraic sense, closely related with serpent, right? What is known as serpent and the connection with brass. Remember, even here in this fourth book of Moshe, we had the Torah reading and feeding concerning the brazen serpent after the people had mumbled, grumbled, and complained again and again. Yahuwah sent the Seraphim. What is Seraphim? From the Hebrew, that can be easily translated simply as the burners. Saraf, to burn, like to burn something with fire. The burners with fire, the Seraphim. And what happened? Many of the people got sick. Many of the people died. And Moshe was commanded to erect upon a pole a brazen serpent, the Nahash, right? So here, as was the Gan Ba'eden, that individual character in the Hebrew, also known as Nahash, right? But also we have the Nahas sense, which is brass, so brass and brazen. So his name can be brought out as brass mouth, brazen mouth, also as mouth of the serpent. But remember what Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ, what he said to I and I, to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. So we're going to pick up with the Phinehas 41st right here. Have some overflow from the Balak, right, and the Balaam theme previously, Chabarim, as here we kind of are picking up you know, in the sequence of events recorded in the fourth book of Moses, of Moshe, known as Bamidbar, in the wilderness. But here, with this psalm, Torah, right, way of your life, way of your life right here. Going to pick up with this, like to share a little of Sizzler Kalungi in Judgment Yard, going through the psalm and also giving due emphasis, right, to the primary basic letters of the Hebrew Aleph, Beit, or alphabet. Right, and it's very interesting when we start study from the Hebrew. That means each section, right, we have 22 letters, 8 verses. So each 8 verses, right, when we start to study the Hebrew, for example, the Aleph and the 8 verses that follow, they all begin with a word that begins the Hebrew letter Aleph. Then we go to the Beit, right? And each of those 8 verses with Beit. And the third letter, you know, in English, they say the ABCs. Hebraically, I and I, and we say the ABGs, Aleph, Beit, Gimel. And thus we have the third letter. And then those 8 verses that follow that particular third letter is with Gimel. So it's very interesting from a Hebrew perspective. But for us, basically here, in our Bibles, and if you have a good Bible, you know, like some of the King James versions, they actually have the Hebrew letter there and a rough transliteration, transcription, right, of the Hebrew character. So it's an excellent way to know the basic 22s, as they are very, very foundational. As Gurmawi Nagusa Nages, His Imperial Majesty, Abino Melkeinu, as he says, that language is the key of communication between man and man. He also says to I and I, the wonderful counselor, his wonderful counsel. He also says to I that language is the key of culture. Again, Gurmawi Nagusa Nages, His Imperial Majesty Kermahar Selassie, Abino Melkeinu, Abatachin Nagusachin, says to I and I that language is the key of culture, and that language is the key of communication. Communication, bringing us to that communion, that oneness, right? Communication. He also speaks of the Hebrew language, even in the preface to the book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, to the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, that Hebraist, Yemeseratawi Kwankwa, Hebraist, that is to say in Amharic Hebrew, Meseratawi, foundational Kwankwa, that Hebrew being the foundational language. So here, let's ride up right here, brothers and sisters.
Discipleship Radio. Discipleship Radio.
So right here, Discipleship Radio, here we have us audio of Sizzler Kalungi, Judgment Yard, focusing on Psalm 119, Chabarim.
Right, right.
Sima, hear this.
Right, no. Get your Bible. Let me start reading it. You want a little pocket one?
In there. Yeah, better.
Let me get a pocket one now. Psalm 119.
Come, bring it right here. You know, could hold on, could have bright it. See there, could have bright it. Get that Bible and start reading Psalm 119.
How about that?
Reverence to the mighty host of King David, four winds international, earth, sky, and sea, beauty, and water. Yearly eye.
Selassie eye.
Continue reading from the 119th Psalm of the mighty King David. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Selassie. blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, nor walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligent, lawful, for that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments.
Rastafari.
I will keep your statutes, oh, do not forsake me utterly.
Rastafari.
That was Aleph, first Hebrew letter. Aleph, second one is Bet. Continue from the 9th verse and unto the 19th Psalm of the Mighty King David. How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you, O let me not wander from your commandments. Selassie, your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Selassie, teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgment of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of testimony as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your words. Eliyah. That was met. And we read in the 119th Psalm of the Mighty King David, the great, 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 great grandfather of his Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie. Today is Haile Selassie's birthday, 119th birthday, so we read in the 119th Psalm. And the mystic between it is that it represents the alphabet of the Hebrew. Right?
The
king is 119, and the 119 Psalms represent the Hebrew alphabet. Check on Gimel. Deal bountiful with your servant, that I may live and keep your words. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgment at all times. You rebuke the proud, the curse, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servants meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors.
Rastafari.
Dalek. Continue reading from the 25th verse of the 119 Psalms of the Mighty King David.
Rastafari.
My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your words. I have declared my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand your way. Repeat. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful words. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your words. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law gracious. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgment I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Continue from the 33rd verse of the 119th Psalm of the Mighty King David. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in you. Incline mine heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way. Establish your word, your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach which I dread, for your judgment are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Wow. 41st verse. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And make not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in your ordinance. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at the liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. Repeat in the 56th verse. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Zion, 49 verse. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud of me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remember your judgment of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your...
Discipleship Radio.
Yes, brothers and sisters, that's all we had right there. That was a short little video right there. Kind of went out. Would have been good to hear the full of full. As we said, it's a very long and full psalm, brothers and sisters. But the basics is the 22 of what we know as the Hebrew. So here, let's go through the 22, and you can refer to Psalm 119 in the Better Bibles, every 8 verses, beginning with a successive letter of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, or alphabet.
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. Abba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta. A, aleph, ba, bait, ga, gimel, da, dalet, ha, hey, wa, wow, za, zain, ha, chet, ta, tet, ya, yod, ka, kaf, la, lamed, ma, bain, Na, nun, sa, samech, a, ein, pa, pei, sa, sadai, ka, kof, ra, resh, sha, shin, ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau, abba gada ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa sa, ka ra sha ta, 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 ta. Ta, 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 ta.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever. Guide.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livne kora. Gadol Adonai umehullal meod, be'ir Elohenu har kocho. Yefe nof mesos kol haaretz, har tzion yarkete tzapon, kiryat melech rav. Elohim be'armenoteha noda lemisgav. Ki hinne hammelachim noadu averu yahdav. Hem marahu kentamahu nivhalu nechepazu. Re'ada ahazatam sham chil kayoleda. Beruach kadim teshaber onigyot tarshish. Kasher shamanu ken ra'inu ve'ir Adonai tsebaot ve'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha ve'kerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz. Tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismach harzion tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzidion vehakkifuha, sifru migdaleha, shitu libbechem lehela, passegu armenoteha, lema'an tesapperu ledor aharon, ki ze Elohim Elohenu olam va'ed, hu yenahagenu almut.
Discipleship Radio.
And here from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, from the true church. The true church in the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Swahido Church. In other words, from the root of the true church right here. Here from the liturgy is what is said on the Mondays, from Mondays to Fridays. Sima, hear this.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch. Zawater Yemi Baal, said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian Gidda Gedauchish Lepazion in Kwe Yetagetunacho. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kubrut Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia.
Hope Entertainment.
Everything is dying.
Ajay. Jerusalem.
Dubai for the love of Ethiopia, a pretty land, shines to Africa, divide the people, something is magical, Ethiopia is the reggae capital, I pray, just I wanna visit ya, I pray, major blessed ya, no way, not gonna leave it now, day after day, I can't believe it now.
Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And Kanga religion.
El rey, la reina en este caso.
Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And Kanga religion.
El rey, la reina en este caso.
Kanga religion.
Esa religión en la música. Think yeah, the reggae music is a religious music.
Catam Bavarasa, Hatia, Suvan and Sandino. Ulgizi, Angatia, the Pab, ሩሃትታ ችላይት ያለፋ ተሸማቆ በፍራቻ ቆቆ ሁሌ ተንቆ ተንቆሳክሎ ደቆ ስማምቶ ስልምን ሁሌ ኖራ ያደም ያድናል ያደም ያነጻል ኃጢአትን ሁሉ ያስተሰርያል በድፍረት ሞልቶ ቀርቶ ኩነኔ ሁሌ ግርመኛል ጠረሪ መዳኔ ዛሬ ተሽሮልኝ የአበዛ ጉዴ እኔ በክርስቶስ መወለዴ ያደም ያድናል በኃጢአት ስለተጨማለቀው ያደም ያድናል አንገቱን ደፍቶ ለባዘነው ያደም ያድናል ይመልሳል ከጥፋት ሞቱ ያደም ያድናል ደሙ ነው ለሱ ምልክቱ ያደም ያድናል በዚህ ዓለም ምኞት ለታሰረው ያደም ያድናል አውቃለሁ ባይበት ትንክተኛው ያደም ያድናል የቆመ መስሎት ለወደቀ ያደም ያድናል ግራ ገብቶት ለተጨነቀ ያደም ያድናል ምልክቱ ነው በግንባሬ ያደም ያድናል ደሙ አለበት በመካኔ ያደም ያድናል የሞት መልአክ እንዳይገባ ያደም ያድናል ጉበኑ ላይ ደሙ ተቀባ ያደም ያድናል የመስቀሉን ምስጢር እንዴት እኔ እናንተን እንደሚያድን እጁ ተቸንክሮ ሲፈሰው ደም ከሌለ ትርየት የለ ተሰቃይቶ በጦር ተወቶ ተንጠልጥሎ በመከራ ሞቶ እንዴት ታዲያ ለማይድንም ያደም ያድናል ያደም ያነጻል ኃጢአትን ሁሉ ያስተሰርያል በድፍረት ሞልቶ ቀርቶ ኩነኔ ሁሌ ግርመኛል እኔ መዳኔ ዛሬ ተሽሮልኝ የአበሳ ጉዴ እኔ በክርስቶስ መወለዴ ያደም ያድናል በኃጢአት ስለተጨማለቀው ያደም ያድናል አንገቱን ደፍቶ ለባዘነው ያደም ያድናል ይመልሳል ከጥፋት ሞቱ ያደም ያድናል ደሙ ነው ለሱ ምልክቱ ያደም ያድናል በዚህ ዓለም ምኞት ለታሰረው ያደም ያድናል አውቃለሁ ባይበት ትንክተኛው ያደም ያድናል የቆመ መስሎት ለወደቀ ያደም ያድናል ግራ ገብቶት ለተጨነቀ ያደም ያድናል ምልክቱ ነው በግንባሬ ያደም ያድናል ደሙ አለበት በመቃኔ ያደም ያድናል የሞት መልአክ እንዳይገባ ያደም ያድናል ጉበኑ ላይ ደሙ ተቀባ ያደም ያድናል
Dawid Dejeuner right there with Yadinal. Yadinal, he saves. He saves. You can say the Ethiopic, bringing out the Hebrew, Yasha and Yeshua, Yadinal. He saves, so you save. He saves. Yes, I. He saves. Be safe, my brothers and sisters. Here, here, here. Going to ride up more on Psalm 119. Just a couple of musica interludes right here. Here,
reggae music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de la música.
Ah,
music.
And, can we release
el rey, el rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
sanno now. Can't even think of flying away. The only place me feel like home. How can I ever walk away from me, lady? Jerusalem. How can I ever walk away from me, mama? She would never overspend. Can't deny what happens to me when I read the Bible, and how many people overcome their trouble, and the roots of my sisters and my brother. Just like you, I feel the pain when the children are dying and mamas are crying. Just like you, I feel the joy when everything is easy and the sun is shining.
በዚህ ቀን እኛ
ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው።
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve-et immecha. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Dread commandment of Jah gave it to his son through the inspirations of his imperial majesty, Selassie Farai. Yeah. And Jah gave it to some commandments on the table of stone. And when he read that some forward, we can't quake, y'all. Lightning and brimstone and fire, and thunder in desolate places. When these commandments were delivered to Jason, then he read them forward to the multitude. Wicked and dreadful, I tell you. I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elector of God, mighty God, ever living God. Earth's rightful ruler, I will tell you, say, thou shalt have no other God but I and I. Then he went forward to commandment number two, thou shalt not make unto I and I no false image or anything that is in Zion or in Ethiopia land, land so grand. Separate you from Babylon. Then he stepped forward to commandment number three and say, thou shalt not bow forward to the wicked, nor serve them, for I am the Lord God, the Rastafari. And I am a very jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the children, unto the third and the fourth generation of them I hate, I tell you. Yeah. Commandment number four says, thou shalt stop the barber and grow thy locks, Itini Wally. Commandment number five, take not thy name in vain, and keep I and I Sabbath day, holy as I would say. Introducing commandment number six, thou shalt not kill thy brethren, nor thy sister, thy mother, thy father. But live at Itini Wally in Jah's land and feel so good, you know? Commandment number seven. Honor thy father and thy mother, that their days may be Itini Wally. Don't you be no folly, you know? Step it into commandment number eight, say, thou shalt not steal, otherwise it's bound to reveal, you know? Commandment number nine. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy brethren. Yeah. And number 10 say, thou shalt not eat poor poison scavenger. But instead you shall burn the carly Itini Wally. Yeah. Those are the dread commandments of Jah. Gave it to his son in the holy mountains of Mount Zion. Prove it that I and I is a conquering lion. Nine I shall do just commandment I see new wally. Yeah. And we got stood far and tremble, cause they were afraid of the lightning and the thunder. And the dreadlocks say, fear not.
Yes, yes, yes. Bringing us here to today's daily psalm, Psalm 119. Torah, just guidance, instructions, direction, instructions. HaTorah, the way of life. So here, let's go to our overview right here, here, here. It's a big psalm, but some of the basics is the 22. So here, this.
Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof Yod Tate. Kof Yod Tate, Kof Yod Tate. Psalm CXIX, Psalm 119. And it's themed, Chabarim, Torah, the way of life. Mizmor Kof Yod Tate, some might say Kof Yod Tate. Psalm 119, Psalm CXIX is themed, Torah, the way of life. Torah, Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty, the glory of his divine majesty, HaTorah, the way of life, the way of life and the way of liberty. Hear, 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 Shema Israel. Today's daily psalm, an extraordinary declaration of the joy and help Jah guide and protect, guidance, his help, his assistance. An extraordinary declaration of the joy and help that Torah, HaTorah, the Orit, Ethiopically the Orit, Torah, brings to those who conduct their life, their liberty, under its direction, fills the longest of the Psalms. Here we have the longest of the Mizmor of the chants, the intonations, Mizmor Kof Yod Tet. It consists of 22 stanzas to correspond with the number of the letters in the Hebrew alphabet, in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, in the Hebrew first house, the alphabet, the Abu Gida, Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet, up to 22. Each stanza comprises 8 verses, all beginning with the same letter, respectively, the same letter, each of the 8 verses in turn, until the alphabet is completed. Until the Aleph Beit, the first house, is completed. That the author was acquainted with Mizmor, with Psalm XIX, Hebraically verses 8 to 10, I think in the KJV, that'd be verses 7 to 9. Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, I think in the Hebrew, verses 8 to 10, is certain that the author was acquainted with Psalm 19. Verses 7 to 9, KJV, verses 8 to 10 in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically, because he adopts the key words, adoption of the key words, key word, key word, the key words. He adopts the key words there use, and taking them and others as his motif, weaves them into a verbal fugue. They say fuga, fugue, I think this is a French term, but into a composition, a mosaic, so to speak. It is an individual, an indivisible dual, an individual who draws so lavishly upon his resources, drawing upon the resources of language to convey his love of HaTorah, his love of Jah's directions, guidance, instructions, the teaching, and what a force it is in his life, in his liberty, in one's liberty. But he is the spokesman of many of his co-religionist, co-iriticalist, co-spiritualist, so to speak, who would endorse his tribute. He, it is said, probably lived in the 5th century and was an ardent disciple, an ardent Talmid, an ardent disciple of the school of Ezra, of Ezra. The scribe. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malkiah Tzedek, the longest psalm, but the instructional psalm. And here in the season, the reason for the season, this is a key psalm in the season. This is a key psalm for the Hebrew instruction, especially concerning the 22, and giving as examples in each of the 8 verses, words and verbs, nouns and verbs, words, sound, power, corresponding to each of the 22, the 22 of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beit, referred to as the Abu Gida. Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet, the first four right there, up to the 22nd, from Aleph to Tav, or Ha Aleph, the Aleph to Tawe, to Tawe. The Hebrew Alpha, the original Alpha and Omega, the Hebrew A to T, Aleph to Tau. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yotet Torah, Jah's direction, instructions of the way of life, the way of liberty, of his divine majesty. Give ear, hear, hear, hear.
Let's zoom in on those 22. Let's learn the 22, the 22 right here, here, here. First up, Kalanji, 22.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, He, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ein, Pei, Tzadik, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tav.
So here, 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 that was Alexander Scorby right there, and go through the read right here. Today's daily psalm, 8 times 22. So 22 Hebrew letters, and there's 8 verses per Hebrew letter or ot. We call the otot, otot. It's interesting, the word ot is also means sign in the Hebrew. Say ot. Ot is a sign, and otot is like the signs, in this sense, the letters. 22 right here, here, here. Let's ride up here because of the length of the psalm. We first go from verses 1 to 80 and then verses 81 to 176. So 176 verses broken down with the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and 8 verses per Hebrew alphabet. And what's particularly interesting in the Hebrew, each 8 verses of each particular letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins, each verse of those 8 verses begins with that particular Hebrew alphabet. So the 22 times 8 right here, 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 gonna ride up, ride up.
Boom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have Psalm 119, Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Bet. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Gimel, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Dalit. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Hey. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in my righteousness. Vav. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. For I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Zion. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from my law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Chet. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee, because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Tet. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Yod. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live. For thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed.
So there, the first part right here went up to Yod. Yod right there, the Hebrew Y, Yod, Yod. And here from Kaf to Sheen, from Kaf to Sheen, Chaburim. But the key words is the Hebrew 22. Learn the 22. Here once again, Scorby.
Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalit. Hey. Vav. Zayin. Chet. Tet. Yod. Kaf. Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Pei. Tzadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin.
Bon again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm 9.
My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, When wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me. For I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Mem. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Nun. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. Sameth. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Ein. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Hey, thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon my servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Tzaddik. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Kuf. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Resh. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Shin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Tav. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
And here we have one of the longest psalms. Today's daily psalm is more Kof Yod Tate. Kof Yod Tate, Kof Yod Tate. Psalm 119, Psalm CXIX. As we mentioned, there's the 22 Hebrew letters per 8 verses, 22 times 8, 176 verses. It's a full of 4 here. This here is a good Torah Talmud. In other words, study of the Torah. Talmud, operative word for study. You know, lesson right here, directly from the scripts, Torah, the way of life. Now, we touched on the fact that there are some key words that are adopted today's daily psalm, Psalm 119, and that the author was acquainted with Psalm 19 in the Hebrew verses 8 to 10. I think that might be 7 to 9 in the King James Version right there. Is certain. Why? Because of the key words, the Hebrew key words, the certain key words right here. Now, I'd like to touch on the Aleph section right here. And then with this Torah reading and feeding that we have here in the season, I think Phineas is a very good example. There are other examples of those who had this sort of meditation that we have expounded here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Tate, Psalm 119. So let's touch on this right here. But first, once again, just as a kind of a little medi thing, the Hebrew Aleph Beit, you know, the 22 is a good meditation, the 22 Hebrew letters. So here, just to hear this once again, I think we have Kalunji here, and then we go through it with the names, Aleph, the Ah, and the bait, some might say bet, but in the Hebrew bait, or bayit in the old, we could say getting to the roots, bayit, contracted as bait. And then we have the gimel as well. But here, the basic sound, sounded out.
Rastafari.
Abagada.
Awagacha.
Taya
kaya
manasai
patala.
Warasha.
Ta.
Ha.
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 Abagada
Awagacha
Taya
Kaya
Manasai
Patala
Warasha
Ta
Ha
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 Ha.
So here let's touch on the Aleph, the Ah. Ah and Aleph right here. And also let's touch on some of the key words. Many of these key words in the first section, I think the second section, throughout the psalm, we have these key words. But especially here in the opening, we have, I think, how many key words do we have here? We have at least 6 key words in the bait, in the first eight verses. Now, usually the translators in the King James and the Western Gentile Bibles usually translate as blessed But the word that often is translated as blessed in the English in Psalm 119, verse 1, differs significantly from, for example, the word that we have in verse 12. In verse 1, we have ashrei, happiness, as we have in the first psalm. Ashrei ha'ish, happy is the man, happiness is the man. Ashrei ha'ish. While in the 12th verse, we have Baruch Ata Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be who he be, Yahuwah, or Jehovah. Now, what's interesting here is that this is also one of the places where the blessing formula that we say, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, blessed art thou, O he who be who he be, Yahuwah, Jehovah Eloheinu, our Elohim, our power, Melech HaOlam, eternal king. One may say universal king, king of the ages, or in a kind of a poor translation, they say king of the world. Well, the Alem is very interesting, but here the key first part from the scripture, we have here the formula, Baruch Ata, blessed art thou. Modern Judaism and many ones will say out of some deference to the Hashem, to the Yod Hey Weh Hey, the Yahweh name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, they'll say Adonai, calling on the mercy name of he who be who he be, like the calling on the mercy of the court, like before a judge, your honor, calling that mercy Adonai as a deference to the Hashem, as one may not be worthy to call on that particular name without profaning that name, as we have in the 10 words called the 10 commandments. So in verse 12, it's more, quote, properly in English, the so-called blessed sense, the Baruch, Baruch Ata, or as some of our Hebrew and the Israelite ones say, Barakata. It's a Barakata, but actually it's Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata. But here, let's get to the first verse here. Aleph, Torah, the way of life. Let's go verse by verse and bring out some of the key words and the key reasonings here, because we find that, for example, Phineas, Phinehas, brazen mouth, as it may be translated, or mouth of the serpent, in a sense. But notice that Phineas doesn't say a thing, and his actions are in alignment with even this psalm here, Psalm 119, Torah, the way of life. First verse right here. Hebrew first, and a more better Hebrew translation. Ashrei Timimei Darek Haholkin B'Torat Yahuwah. B'Torat Yahuwah. Here we have, happy are they that are upright in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Ashrei, happiness. Timimei, Timimei, from the tamim sense, saying those who are perfect in the sense of nothing more, nothing less. This is an operative word that's used for the offerings, the burnt and the different kind of offerings, that they be tamim. Also used of Noah. Says that he was perfect in his generation. Also used in a somewhat of a questionable translation, the English, concerning Yaakov, when he said that he was a plain man. He was Tom in that singular sense, Tamim in the plural sense. Here it says, Ashrei Timimei, they who are perfect. And the sense of the perfect is nothing more, nothing less. Take the animal offerings. It's not a hybrid, not having something extra, and it's not an invalid, having something missing. But it's in the, you could say, in the pattern, right, that Yahuwah Eloheinu created it. This is the sense of perfect. So if it's like an offering of an animal, the animal is not to have two heads and three legs or something of that nature. For example, the Para Aduma, that chukat, that statute. Statute is also one of the key words. The Paraduma, it had to be perfectly red. that even one, say, black here or white here would invalidate the para, the farah, aduma, the red heifer, the red heifer, so to speak. But here we have ashrei tmei darek. Darek. Darek is way. As we have a name, I know this is popular among some of we peoples, even in the diaspora, Derek, Derek, Derek. We say Derek. Here we have Darek from the same root, same word. Ashrei tmei darek. Happy, the happiness. And this word ashrei is the same word that is used by Robeinu Yeshua. Yeshua HaMoshiach is used by Robeinu in the Beatitudes, according to the Hebrew, the Ashrei. When it says, blessed is this one, blessed is that one, the Beatitude, you can say the beautiful attitude, you know, that happiness. And the happiness here in the Hebrew context is not a so-called feeling, but it's a state of being, a state of being, right? Ashrei tmimei darek, kim b'torat Yehovah, who walk ha-holkim, holkim. The holkim are like the walkers from Halak, ha, the holkim, the walkers, the trotters, they who trod b'torat, in the Torah, Yahuwah, of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be. Ashrei tmimei darek kaholkim b'torat Yahuwah. Here, 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 the first verse here, today's daily psalm, Mizmur Kof Yotet. Here in the Aleph, the first verse, another key point is that every opening word in today's daily psalm begins with that same letter. So here in the Aleph section, every first word, we have Ashrei, for example. Ashrei begins with Aleph. Now, here, some translators have upright, right, as we have here, upright. I have to probably pull out this King James Version so we can compare and contrast. Hold, hold, hold. Yes, let's pull out the King James sword right here to compare and contrast. Because here we have upright, and sometimes it's basically similar, but sometimes there's a difference. For example, in the King James Version, it begins off and it says what? It says, blessed are the undefiled. Okay, the undefiled. This would be correct in a Hebrew sense with the tamim when it speaks about the offerings, that they should be without blemish, complete, perfect. In other words, that animal having those parts as that kind of animal should have, nothing more and nothing less. But it's also applied with Noah, Noah. He was perfect in his generations, tamim. And it's also applied with Yaakov. He was tam, but the King James translation says a plain man, right? A simple man in the sense of nothing more, nothing less. KJV says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. So the upright here, I would say that the King James brings out the Hebrew sense a little better here than even the Sefer Tehillim, the English bracket, but the key is the Hebrew. Ashrei tmimei darek, the tmimei, those who are tamim. The same Hebrew word as in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, in part that reads, walk before me and be thou wholehearted. What does it read right here? It says, walk before me. King James Version brings it out like this, Genesis 17 and 1, walk before me and be thou perfect. Perfect. The sense is upright as far as in that conduct, but we have yashar for the word upright. Or some might bring out the sense of sincere. Sincere. So here, here, here we have the verse here in the Hebrew. Vayehi Avram ben tisha'im ashana v'teisha shanim. Vayera Yahuwah el Abraham vayomer elayo. Ani el Shaddai tahalek lefanai. Wehye Tamim, Wahye, from the higher sense, even the higher sense of Yahweh, of he who be who he be. But here he's saying to Avram, Vehye or Wahye, Wahye, and be and become Tamim, and be and become Tamim. Hitahalek, walk lifanai, before I, in my face, in my presence, in my perception. Hitahalek lifanai, wehye tamim, wehye tamim, wehye tamim, and be tamim. So here's where the Hebrew brings out even the clarity of the connection. So here we will say be perfect, that are perfect in the way, that are undefiled, brings out the Torah sense of the use of the word, who walk in the way of Yahuwah. So here, Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, pointing to Avram, Abraham, or Abram, his first calling, Avram Ha-Ibri, the Ibri, Ibri Hebrew, Ha-Ibri. He's not called Avram Ibri, but Avram Ha-Ibri, Ha-Ibri, the Hebrew, the one who crosses over. Those to whom the epithet applies, here they have wholehearted, right? But we have in the KJV, perfect, undefiled. The epithet applies are undivided. So the Hebrew sense of Tamim, or Tam in the sense of Yaakov, and Tamim in the sense of Noah, are undivided in their allegiance and completely guided by HaTorah, completely guided by the Torah, and we'll bring out the sense for the Talmudim, by the mother. The word Torat is a feminine word. So he who be who he be gives us she to keep. That's why it says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, Bani, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the Torah of thy mother. And Robeinu Yeshua Hanotri, he said it too. What did he say? He said that wisdom, Chokmah, is justified by all of her children. So our father, our mother. Verse 2 right here, Ashrei. Notrei edotayo, modern Hebrew edotav, but the ancient African Shemitic pointing, ashrei, notrei edotayo, bekol lei yidarishuhu, happy ashrei, beatitude, happy ashrei, notrei edotayo. Not re edotav, not re edotayo. Happiness to them and to those that keep the word not re. Now here's what's interesting. Jesus of Nazareth. We say Jesus of Nazareth. We say Jesus Yeshua ha notri. Ha what? Ha notri. The what? The who? The notri. Interesting. Here is where another key. When we say that Nazarite and Nazareth is not the same in the Hebrew. Nazir, we have Nazir in the Hebrew. And here we have Natsar. Here we have Notre, the keepers, they who keep, those who guard. Yeshua ha Notre, Yeshua the one who is the Notre. So remember, Notre. Here, a key of even the Nazareth from the Hebrew connection is the notri. Here it says Ashrei, the beatitude, notri. In a modern Hebrew sense, they would even use this to say Christian, right? The notri is one way of saying the Christians are literally in the Hebrew, the Nazarenes, the keepers. Yeshua ha notri, Yeshua the notri, the keeper. Right, Ashrei notrei edotayo, edotav. The edot are testimonies. Bekol-lay, Bekol, call, all, in, by way of, Bekol-lay, all heart, literally in all heart, or wholehearted. Yidrishu, who? Yidrishu, they who seek Yahuwah, while he may be found. Yidrishu, who? Those who seek him. So we have the Torah, right? From the first here into the second verse, the way. Remember the Darek from the first verse, the Darek, Timime, Darek, who are perfect, complete, nothing lacking, nothing superfluous, nothing over. The path of life that is delineated, that's laid out, line upon line, and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. The path of life, what is the Darek or Haderek? What is the way? It's the path of life, the Orach HaChayim, the path of life delineated for man, for humanity, in the divine, the divine revelation, which is Torah, the Torat Yahuwah, in the Torah of he who be, who he be. So the Hebrew Torah, here in the first verse, we have the first and the most comprehensive of the keywords, Torah, Torah. Now, it's inaccurately translated by Western Gentile Christians in the English as, quote, law. That's an accurate translation, which has given the wrong impression to the Gentiles that a legal system in the Western Gentile sense is intended. The true meaning of Torah is teaching, direction, from Yara, 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 like to point, to aim, right? And it connotes the whole will of Ha Elohim, of Ha'ilahim, of Eloheinu, of our power, the Almighty, as imparted and imputed, right? Imparted to man for his guidance and direction, his guidance. Testimonies. Now, testimonies, the testimonies, edotayo, his testimonies, the testimonies is the second key word. So the first key word in today's daily psalm, and remember the link was Psalm 19. So Psalm 19, round about verses 7 to 9, it links with the full of full and the key words of today's daily Psalm 119. So the second key word, edot, testimonies. What is meant by a testimony, according to Torah? It's the rules of conduct that will attest the divine will. The divine will. Yes, people have will, free will, so to speak, right? But then in life, sometimes people bind their will or they get trapped sometimes. Sometimes you don't want to say something because you might offend somebody. And maybe you're going to offend somebody who's wrong. So that means your will now is bound by this some other body. So we do have will. But now the testimonies, right? His testimonies and our testimonies brings out the rules of conduct that attest divine will. Those that seek, they who seek him, doresh, darash, like you said, midrash, the study is based on our seeking him. The midrash is based on the darash, and here we have bekolei yidrishu, yidrishu, they who seek, they who darash, who? They who darash him. Now, verse 10, and Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. Take note. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. Speaking about seeking him. They said verse 10 in the bait section, with my whole heart have I sought the eye. So here he brings out a kind of a testimonial, Libi, all my heart, Libi, derashtika, Derashika, Derashtika, have sought the Ka, the I, speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, because of divine curiosity, just want to remind I and I selves and I and I listeners right here, 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 those who hear this now and in the future. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. Now, those who have the irid of disciples will take note, and when they can, they'll go there for themselves. So sometimes we might make a quote and we don't go there, but hopefully those who are seeking will seek to see whether this quote lines up. Deuteronomy here, chapter 4, verse 29, it says, but if from thence, from there, thou shalt seek Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, thy almighty power, thou shalt find him. Seek and ye shall find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And it's interesting, verse 30 here, just to connect verse 30, when thou, I and I art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn, the turn is that repent to Shuba, do to Shuba, turn to Yahuwah Eloheka, to he who be, who he be, thy almighty power, and shall be obedient, Shema, to hear, right, and obey, hear with the implication to obey, to feel it, so to speak. You hear, you feel it, shall be obedient to his voice, to his voice, his vocal. And right here, 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 just to connect this right here with the voice, the voice.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand.
Torah, and give thanks. Let's elaborate right here. So those who seek him, they earnestly set out on the quest to discover how Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, desires man, humanity, to live. They seek out his liberty. His liberty how? The call lay with the whole heart or with all heart, with all heart, heartical, with the fullest concentration of the mental faculty of the mind. Let this mind be in you, the mind, the mental faculty, upon the task of learning, the task of learning. Come. Verse 3 right here, all right? So here it's going through these verses here in the Aleph section of today's daily psalm, the longest psalm, but to get a groundation right here. Here, verse 3, Aflo. Palu avla bia de rakayo halaku. Yea, they do no unrighteousness. Af, for sure, has a sense of like af, yea, for sure. Af, lo, palu. Some might point as lo, paolo. They who don't do, lo, palu, aula, or in modern Hebrew, avla, twistedness, pervertedness, moral corruption. Be derakayo. Remember the derek, derakayo. His way in his ways, derakayo. Halaku, bia derakayo, halaku, they halaka, they try, they walk it out. Yea, they do no unrighteousness. What does it mean when it says af lo Falu Aula. Falu Aula. What does it mean? Falu Aula. Because the fundamental purpose of Torah, of Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of his divine majesty, is to withhold man, to restrain man from the path of evil, unkindness, sadness, badness, madness, that which is loto, that which is no good. His ways, derakayo, derakav, modern Hebrew, derakayo, ways of righteousness. So here, touched on the Aleph Beit and the Gimel, the three verses here, the Dalet, the fourth verse. Thou hast ordained thy precepts. Remember one time in Rastafari tribe, Manaman always was speaking about precepts, precepts, precepts. When's the last time you hear Manaman speak about precepts, precepts? Thou hast ordained thy precepts. We let you hear the word sound of his match, the King of Kings, concerning what? The 10 words, the 10 commandments, and his advice. I take Abba's advice. Thou hast ordained thy precepts, that we should observe them diligently. Ta, uita, fikudeka, fikudeka. You know, it's about the pakad, pikudei, one of the Torah reading and feedings, right? Thy precepts, fikudeka, fikudeka, atas uita, fikudeka. Lishmor me'od, lishmor me'od, that we might should observe them diligently. Lishmor, lishmor, to observe, interesting right here, to observe. Let me look at the KJV, the KJV. It says right here, it says that thou hast commanded, in the King James Version, verse 4, it says, thou hast commanded. You see the us in the KJV, the us, wherever you see the italics, those words are not there in the Hebrew. Because when I was reading the Hebrew here, lishmor me'od, the translation here in the Hebrew from the Hebrew Psalter in the English, it says they have the we there. But in the King James Version, they have the us there. But then in the verse, I read it over again. I said, lishmor me'od. There's no we there. It says lishmor, to keep, to shamar, to hedge about. Me'od, very much. To hedge about, very much. So here the King James says, thou hast commanded us, or commanded, to keep thy precepts diligently. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. So the word diligently is me'od. The word me'od in the Hebrew is like very, just like very much, or we say nuff nuff. It's like on that sixth day in Bereshit, right? Genesis chapter 1, he said all things that he created, he said tov me'od. He said tov, 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 tawab, good. But on the sixth day, the creation of man, male and female, he created them, he said tov me'od. So me'od has a sense of very much, just to make that nuance there. So instead of that we, right, where it says right here, it says thou hast ordained, ordained, commanded. Ata, ata, the pronoun in Hebrew speaking to a male singular. Ata, 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 suita, modern Hebrew. Ata, suita, ata, suita, fikudekha. Ata, the I, male, suita, suita, has sawa, 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 commanded, suita, the I has commanded, fikudeka, has commanded thy precepts. So precepts now becomes the third key word. So here at verse 4, we have the third key word. The first two, Torah, direction, instructions, commonly mistranslated as law in the English versions, testimonies, right, the edot, and here we have fikudeka, right, the Fikudeka, right, his precepts, the third key word, Pakad, right, Pakad, Fakad, denoting particularized rules that it is man's duty to obey, right, particularized rules. Verse 5 right here, just going through these 8 verses of the Aleph section here to get a groundation and introduce some of the key words, the key words. So we have law or Torah, testimonies, and precepts. Torah, testimonies, and precepts. These three key words. And compare and contrast with Psalm 119 here in the Aleph section in the full of four with Psalm 19. Verses 7 to 9, I think in the King James, 7 to 9. The Hebrews 8 to 10, 7 to 9. Here, the fifth verse, here, today's daily Psalm 119. Achalai, achalai, yikon derakai. Oh, that my ways were directed. Achalai, achalai, my way, my ways, achalai. Yikonu, 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 from konen, as we have, it even links with mekonen in the Amharic, but here we have konen to establish direct in that sense. Yikonu, yikonu, derakai. Achalai, yikonu, derakai. Oh, that my ways, my way was directed, lishmor, to observe or to keep, to hedge about, lishmor, chukeka, 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 thy chok. Remember, previously we had the para aduma and we had the chukat. Remember the chukat, chukat. Here we have chukeka. Chukeka, the eyes statutes, the statutes, lishmor chukeka, to keep, to guard. Now notice that in the fourth verse, the Hebrews lishmor me'od, to observe them much, to observe them nuf, to observe them diligently. And here in the fifth verse, it is said, achlai yikonu derakai, lishmor chukeka. Lishmor, that I, right, to observe what? To observe thy stat, my ways. Achlai, 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 achlai. This is another sense of way here. Right, bring out some of the fuller full as we go through, but this is speaking to the daily conduct, right? The daily conduct. And then we have statutes, statutes, the chukot. The chukot and the chukim, here chukeka, speaking directly to he who be who he be. We have the fourth key word, statutes, as we had chukat previously, statutes. Now, this does not occur, this word, chukeka, the chuk, and chukot, the chukim, does not occur in Psalm 19. Take note, take note. Its literal meaning is, the literal meaning of the hawk, hawk, and the chukat, as we had previously in the feminine sense, chukat, because dealing with the para aduma, the red heifer, and we have the chukim in a general sense, but from the hawk, the literal meaning in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew, is that which is engraven on stone. The direct meaning, the root of the hawk and the chukat, is chakak in the Hebrew. That means to engrave, to inscribe, to engrave, to inscribe, or to cut on stone. It says to write it on stone. The common form in which the Torot, Torot is the plural sense, the directions, instructions of a community were published. So the directions of a community in the ancient times were written or engraved, right, cut on stone. And this is the word behind the Hebrew word for statutes, as we had the chukat of the para aduma, the red heifer, right, coming out of Mitzrayim. There is a link, you think, to the red Hathor, the red heifer. And this is based on the Hebrew root word, the literal meaning chakak, to engrave or to cut on stone, because that was the ancient and common form in which the laws or the rules and regulation of a community were published. This signifies a law or an ordinance regulating the life, the liberty of the individual, the indivisible dual, the I and I, as a member of society, as a member of his society. Yes, I, Rastafari, Lion of the Tribe of Judah society. Here, 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 the sixth verse. Just some of the key words right here, taking it up to the eighth. Az lo evosh. Then should I not be ebosh. Lo ebosh. Not for me to be ashamed. I would not be ashamed. Lo ebosh. Lo evosh. Lo ebosh. Az then. Then I should not be ashamed. Az lo ebosh. Behabiti. 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 When I have regard, habit, when I scrutinize, bringing out the sense of scrutinize, look upon something diligently, behabiti el kol mitzoteka, el kol to all mitzoteka, or in some modern Hebrew, kol mitzvoteka, kol mitzvoteka. Right, modern Hebrew. But here, when I have regard to all thy commandments, behabiti, almost like making it a habit, habiti, but it comes from the word to regard or to like look upon something. You know, when you're looking on something and you start to really, you squint the eye to get a clear view of it. This is the sense of what he means and what I and I mean when we say here in verse 6, when I have regard, behabiti el kol mitzvoteka, to all thy commandments. Not be ashamed. And notice that word az, not oz, right? Not oz, not from az, but az, soft A. Az in the Hebrew means then. So notice even the flow of the verses, right? When you go through these verses leading up to the sixth verse. This and this and this, because of this and this and this, oh, that my ways were directed to observe thy statutes, then az lo ebosh, I won't be a bash, no bashment upon I, lo ebosh, az lo ebosh, behabiti el kol mitzvoteka, when I have regard. So what do we have here? Not be ashamed. Lo ebosh. Not be possessed by a feeling, right? A feeling, or even a phobia, fear, false evidence appearing real, or feeling of remorse at having failed to reach the ideal. You know, as I said, to fulfill, all right? So we have to try and do, right? But he says, az lo ebosh. I would not be ashamed. I would not be abashed by a feeling of remorse at having failed to reach the ideal. But here in this verse, we have the fifth key word. You know the fifth key word is? Mitzvoteka, 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 mitzvoteka. The mitzvot or the mitzvot, commandments, right? Commandments. The fifth key word, the commandments. Commandments is a general term also for a law, a direction, instruction of Ha'el, of the Almighty, of Ha'elohim, in the sphere of really just and righteous life and liberty, as we have with the ten, even the ten words. Once again, here we go. Sima, Rasta,
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Az lo ebosh. be habiti el kol mitzvote ka. Here, verse 7. Odeka be yosher lebab. I will give thanks. Odeka, I will give thanks to the eye. I'm speaking to Yah directly. Odeka. Odecha, odecha, modern Hebrew, odecha, 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 I giving thanks, odecha, be yosher, be yosher, yosher, upright, the yosher, lebab, upright heart. I will give thanks to the eye with a yashar or a be yosher lebab, yosher lebab, losher lebab, with an upright. An upright heart when I learn thy righteous ordinances. When I learn be lamadi, be lamadi, be lamadi, lamdi, right? When I learn me shipate sidkeka. From tzedek, righteous, mishpat, the righteous mishpat, or the judgments, mishpat, tzedekeka, the judgments of thy righteousness. Be lamadi, lamadi, mishpat, tzedekeka. Hear. When I learn. When I learn, the psalmist does not profess to be thoroughly conversant with HaTorah, and neither do I and I, right? He is a learner, as we should have that mind of a learner, and his or her knowledge increases. His heart responds with deeper thankfulness. Therefore, at this seventh verse, Odekah. Be yosher lebab, be lamidi, eitzikeka, when I learn. Ordinances. Now, ordinances, the word ordinances, here we have it as mishipate tzidkeka, which would be more correctly the judgments of thy righteousness. When I learn the judgments of thy righteousness, be lamidi mishpatei tzidkeka. Here we have the mishpat, the ordinances, the sixth key word. Literally, it's the judgments that regulate man's relationship with his neighbor, man's relationship with our neighbor, with one another, and are characterized by righteousness. Here, getting ready for the last part of this podcast.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
I will observe thy statutes. I will observe thy statutes. Ita chukeka Eshmor, Eshmor, Tishama, I will guard, Eshmor, Eshmor, thy chukeka, thy statutes. Oh, forsake me, forsake I not. Oh, forsake I not to leave. Alata azaveni, ad me'od, utterly, until very much. Ad me'od, literally like until, going on like very much. Ad me'od, al ta'azveni, al ta'azveni, al ta'azveni, forsake me not, don't forsake me, al ta'azveni. Ad me'od, oh, forsake I not utterly. Mindful of Yasher Allah's Yisrael's fate, when guilty of transgression, he and I praise to be spared that penalty, because his endeavor will be to adhere faithfully to what Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, commands. Now, right here, brothers and sisters, just looking at the time right here, so we're going to just touch on the Aleph, but let's just touch on the Bay, because there's something that needs to be brought out right here. Let's try to bring this up to the 12th verse, especially for that Baruch Atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou. So here, the Bay section. Now, you notice that each first word in the Aleph section was with a Hebrew word beginning of Aleph. First verse, Ashrei, Ashrei, Af, Ata, Achlai, Az, Odeka, It. Here, Oet. Here. So here we have the bait. Wherewithal shall a young man keep his way pure by taking heed thereto according to thy word? Bame, Yevake Naar, a young man, keep him pure, wherewithal, Bame, in what? Et, okay, here, yeah, is it? Hold on, right here. This is a poor copy.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes some of the printings, because we like some of the old books, especially the books published around the time of His Majesty, but sometimes the printing rate there is not always very, 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 very good. But here, let's get to this verse right here. When the bait section, which is the ninth verse right here, right? Bame Yizake Na'ar Ta Ar Ho Lishmor Ki Devareka. Here, again, the bait section at verse 9 of Psalm 119. Wherewithal shall a young man, a na'ar, cleanse, zaka. So we have right here, ye zake, bame, in what? Bame yizake na'ar. In what cleansing or purifying a young man? Bame ye zake na'ar. Cleanse what? Et archo. Now the orach is like a way, a path, right? A way, a path. His path. Archo, his path. And the answer? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Lishmor, So we have this expression, lishmor, to keep, by keeping, by guarding, by keeping, ki devareka, devareka. Dabar is word here, ki according or as, devareka, devareka, speaking to he who be who he be, keeping the eye, word, right here, here, here. So the young man, the na'ar, 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 it is the word for young man, na'ar, beset by temptations. The word for the Hebrew word, word, dabar, dabar, ha-dabar. In the beginning was ha-dabar, and ha-dabar was with ha-Elohim, and dabar was Elohim. Here we have dabar, word, dabar. This is the seventh key word. It's a general term for the expressed will of Elohim, the expressed will of Elohim. Here, verse 10, I want to bring it up to verse 12 right here. B'kol libi derashtika ala tashageini mia mitzvoteka. Mi mitzvoteka. Here, verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Bekol libi. Bekol by in all. Libi. Bekol libi. Derashtika. Derashtika. You know, we said the midrash, the study, seeking. Derashtika. I have sought thee. I. Ala tashgeni. Mia mitzoteka atashgeni. Oh, make I not err from thy commandments. Ala tashgeni. Make me not to err or to wander, to shaga. Don't cause I to shaga. Ala tashgeni. Atashgeni ami mitzoteka, from thy mitzvot, mitzoteka, from the I commandments. Now this here brings out the sense in verse 2, links with verse 2, but the zoom in on this verse here is, let me not err, tashgeni, make me not to shaga, al tashgeni, not intentionally. Remember we had the shigayon, Psalm 7? Impulsive speech, shigayon, or it could be also another level, like using more words when fewer could be necessary, but you use more words than necessary, a roundabout way, indirection in that sense, but it also can have a sense of impulsive, right? Shaga. So here we have al tashgeni, not intentionally, but inadvertently through defective knowledge. So when I do err or make a mistake in thy way, in thy Torah, in thy derech, in the darak, right, that it will be not intentionally. I knew what was right, but I did the wrong. No, it will be inadvertently because perhaps the knowledge, what I thought I knew, I got to know much better. Verse 11, right here, here, here. Keep it moving forward. Bit libi safanti imrateka lima'an lo echeta lak. Lo echeta lak. Thy word have I laid up in my heart. Bit, by way of on, the beta sentia, the sensual best, be, by way of on, be, by way of on, libi, my heart, be, libi, on, in, my heart, safanti, I have safanted it, like Zephaniah, the name Zephaniah, safanyal, to treasure up, sometimes it's translated as the mystery of Yah, Safanya, right? Here we have Safanti, I having treasured, I've hid this away as something very valuable. Believe as afanti. Imrate ka lima'an lo echita lak. That I might not sin, I might not uck up, I might not miss the mark. Lo echita, lo echita, lo echita. Not to be a hater. Lo echita lak. Would not miss the mark against the eye. In a sense, not be a hater to the eye. Lo echita lak. From the chatah in the Hebrew and the Afro-Shemitic, even the Amharic, means to lack, to miss, like you missed the mark. So here we have the eighth and the last of the key words. That's why we wanted to bring it right here. The eighth and the last of the key words. Which is the key word? Imrateka. The imra. Imra from Amar. Amar is interesting because also we have Amhara, Amara. But here we have, right here, Imra, Imra Teka, the I, male word, thy word, thy word. Have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin, I might not miss against the I. I won't be caught lacking. I won't be caught lacking to the I. Believe as afanti imrateka lima'an lo echita lak. I have stored, treasured away in my heart. So here we have imra, the Hebrew imra, the eighth and last key word. This is said to be a poetical variant of dabar. Dabar, also brought out and translated as word. We have that in verse 9. Remember in verse 9, ki devareka, ki devareka, ki devareka, the I, the bar. When it says, like, in the beginning was the word, that's the dabar, ha dabar. When it says the word made flesh, ha dabar. The imra, some say, is a poetical variant, like the parallelism in Isaiah. We find the Isaiah chapter 5, 24, both are kind of brought out in a interesting parallelism, right? They have rejected HaTorah, the Torah, Torah to Yahuwah, Sebaot. They have rejected the direction and instruction of He who be who He be of hosts and contend the word, the Imra of the Holy One of Yisrael, of Yasharala, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24. What's the difference here? Well, the Imra, Imra is almost like the speech. And we say selective speeches, the divine oracles, the divine articulations, the speech. So we have Imra is more like speech and Dabar is more like word, like logos, like logic, the core. And then the Imra would almost be like the speech, if you can overs. We'll get into some more of the details right there. But both of them are translated often as word. So here we have the eighth and the last of the key words, the imra, imra, imra. Have I laid up? The verb is commonly used of safeguarding a precious object. Belibi, safanti, safanti. And safanti is related to Zephaniah, Zafan, Safanyao, Safanya, Safanyao. Here we have safanti, I having treasured up, I having safeguarded this as a precious something in my heart, heartically. So has the psalmist and I treated and should treat Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty's word, right? Both the Hadabar, the word made flesh, and his Imra, right? His word sound, his wonderful counsel. Right here, to bring it to verse 12, just to kind of come to a fulfillment right here for now, touching on some of the key words, key words, key words, key words. Here. Blessed art thou. Now remember that the bless in verse 12 in the Hebrew is not the same as the so-called blessed, right, in the translation, King James Version, verse 1. In verse 1, it was Ashrei, That's the Beatitudes bless. Right? That's the Beatitudes bless. And here we have Baruch. Right? Baruch. Baruch is a different sort of a bless. So in the translation, that confusion is there because of the translators. But as we study, we seek and study to show ourselves approved. So here, verse 12 right here. Baruch atah Yahuwah lamdeini chukeka lamdeini chukeka. Blessed art thou, O he who be who he be. Teach me thy statutes. Notice the emphasis here in Psalm 119, Torah, Way of Life, on the statutes, right? The chukim and the chukot here, chukeka, on life. But here we get the formula Hebraically and even in latter days and times Judaically for blessing, the Baruch Atah Yahuwah. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, or marred in Judaism, and many ones today may say Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. That Baruch Atah Yahuwah, from here, 119 and 12. Baruch Atah. Some of the other Israelites may say Barak Atah. But actually it's Baruch. Baruch. You have to understand the Puel sense of it. Baruch. Right? Because you say Barak. Barak Atah can have a sense of he bless you. Or he bless you. Right? But Baruch is saying blessed, one already being blessed. Atah, the I, Yahuwah, he who be who he be. Baruch Atah Yahuwah. In relation to man, of man to Elohim, in relation of man, the human being to Elohim, to bless, to Barak, right, means to prosper his cause. See, when we get to the root idea of the Afro-Shemitic, the African Shemitic, to bless, to Barak, has a sense of to increase, to prosper in a sense of to increase, right? To increase. It says, bless the work of I and I hands, increase and prosper the work of I and I hands. So many of the sages, they reason, well, if that be so, how in the world, right, can we bless him based on the understanding of the Hebrew, right? How do we bless him? Well, Baruch, right, is basically acknowledging in a sense that he is blessed, that blessed art thou. Thou is increased. Thou is prospered. But in relation of man to Elohim or Adam to Hailehim, to bless means to prosper his cause, to prosper his cause by our concentration, our meditation, our focus of heart, becoming heartificial, not becoming heartical, not artificial, right? We say heartical, right? Focusing our heart, concentration of the heart. That means removing from it that which is not heartical, right? Soul and might. We have in the Shema Yisrael to love him with all of our what? Our heart. Well, we can sum it up like this: in the man is a trinity, in our spirit, soul, and body. And our body is our health and our wealth, right? But here, with our heart, our soul, and our might. Might is our physical strength, yes. Right? Our intellectual strength, yes. Our financial strength, yes. To the advancement of Malkuto, the advancement of Malkuto in the Hebrew, of Mengistu, of his kingdom, Malkuto. So, blessed art thou. Here's where we get the key word from the scriptures, right? In relation of man to Elohim, to bless Elohim means to prosper his cause by our concentration, meditation, focus of heart, heart to come, right? Heart, soul, and might, health and wealth and intellect to the advancement of his kingdom. Hear, 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 Baruch atah Yahuwah, lamdeini, lamdeini, teach me, lamdei ani, ani, I, lamdei ani, together, lamdeini, teach I, hukeka, teach I thy statutes, thy statutes. Here, here, recorded before, but just to sum up on this theme here, brothers and sisters, seeing that we only have a little bit of time here to go through a little bit more of this right here, but thought it was necessary. Oh, before we go forward, just let's go over, did you take note of those keywords, Havarim? Havarim, did you take note of those keywords? What are the keywords again? Let's go over the eight keywords. Eight keywords, right? Eight keywords. The eight key words is Torah, direction, instruction, testimony, precepts, right, statutes, commandments, ordinances, right, word, dabar, and word of speech, imra. So we have Torah, testimony, precepts, statutes, commandments, ordinance or judgments, ordinance slash judgments, dabar, the seventh word, imra, imra, and word in the sense of speech. Give I and I the teaching of the divine.
Rastafari.
119. Psalm 119, the 12th verse. Psalm 119, the 12th verse right here. It says, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Baruch atah Yahuwah, lamdeini chukeka, chukeka, thy statutes. Blessed art thou, the key phrase, Baruch atah Yahuwah, we say the Hashem. Other Yehudis would replace the Hashem, the Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahweh, they replace it by Adonai. So you might often hear Yehudi say, Baruch atah, Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai.
We taught them that. Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Blessed art thou, in relation of man to Ha-Elohim, to the power, Ha-Elohim, to bless. What does to bless mean in relation of man to Ha-Elohim? It means to prosper his cause by our I concentration, focus of heart, heartical, focus of heart, soul, and might to the advancement of his kingdom, Malkuto. In the royal Amharic to Mengistu, to his kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, right, as it is in heaven. Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou. So once again, we know that blessing in the sense of Elohim to man is to cause us to increase, to increase, to increase. But how is it that we can bless he who be who he be? How can we increase? You know, we can't increase him. He is the Almighty. So the reason here, and this is coming from today's Psalm, Psalm 119, the Torah, Yahweh of life, Baruch atah Adonai, blessed art thou, Baruch atah, 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 the I, speaking directly to him, speaking to him, male, atah, Baruch atah, blessed art the I, he who be who he be. In relation of man, of I, not a human being, to the power to bless, means to prosper his cause by I and I focus, our concentration of heart, heartically, soul, psychically, might, to the advancement of Malkuto, Mengistu, and the advancement of his kingdom, even the fulfillment of our Father prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yes, I, Rastafari.
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 Baruch atah Adonai.
Rastafari.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed are thee, the I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, Eternal King. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalet. Hey. Vav. Zayin. Chet. Tet. Yod. Kaf. Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Pei. Tadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin. Tav.
Bau. Yes. Bau. Zaresh Oto. Let's seek him right here. You hear a little bit of Midrash right here. The Midrash, the Darash, seeking. Remember the seeking in the Psalm. Yeah, study to show ourselves approved. So here.
Mizmor Kof Yotet, Mizmor Kof Yotet, Psalm 119, Psalm CXIX, Mizmor Kof Yotet. Here. The Aleph verse, the first verse in the Aleph section of Psalm 119, is themed Torah, the way of life. Hear. The Aleph verse in the Aleph section. And today's psalm is an acrostic psalm. It consists of 22 stanzas to correspond with the number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, 8 verses to each stanza. Hear. The Aleph, the first verse. Ashrei temimei darek. Ha-holkim b'torat Yahuwah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord, who walk in the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei temimei darek. Ha-holkim b'torat Yahuwah. These words, hear, opening words of Psalm 119, are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Solomon, Song 2, verse 14. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. O my love that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Yonati, b'chagwe ha'selah, b'seter ha'madrega. O my dove, Yonati, O my dove, b'chagwe Hasela, bi hagve, hasela, that are in the clefts of the rock, bi hagre, hagre, hagwe, hagwe, or some would enunciate as bi hagve, but ancient pointing bi hagwe hasela, bi hagwe hasela, in the clefts of the rock, bi seter ha madrega, in the covert or the secret, bi seter, in the seter, bi seter ha madrega. In the covert, in the secret places of the stairs. Rav Yehuda, Ha-Lewi Bar Shalom, Rav Judah, the Levite, Bar Shalom, he taught the name of Rav Yehuda Bar Shimon. He taught the name of Rav Judah Bar Simon. Not, O dove, quote, end quote, not, quote, O dove, end quote, is written here, but, O my dove. Yonati. It's not Yonah or Yonat that is written here, but Yonati, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to me, the children of Israel are like a dove, undefiled. To I, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, are like a dove, undefiled. But to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, but to the peoples of the earth, they seem as subtle as serpents. Hence, here it is said, Yonati, Yonati, O my dove, Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said further, I have given them positive commandments, and they took their performance upon themselves, and negative commandments, and they took obedience to them upon themselves. And although I did not explain to them what their reward was to be, they said not a word to me. They said not a word to I. And so of all my many other commandments, therefore, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, called Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, Yonati, Yonati, my dove. Rav Huna Bar Abin taught in the name of Rav Acha, all wondrous works and mighty deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does in the world are on account of the undefiled in the way, are on account of Timimei Darek, the upright, the undefiled, Timimei Darek, the undefiled in the way, the Darek, the Derek, the way. For Scripture says, even in Eob, in Job, Job chapter 37, verse 16, where it reads, Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase ab. Miflase ab. Ab. Here, the clouds, the ab, or some would enunciate as av. Hetera ala miflase av. Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds? And what is meant by the balancings of the clouds, hebraically? What is meant by miflase av, the balancing of the clouds, or here, hebraically, the balancing of the cloud, the balancing of the cloud, what is meant? Even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. The balancing signifies weighing in a scale is evident from the phrase, even in Proverbs, in the Mashal Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 16, 11. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11, quote, a just weight and balance, end quote. And here, Midrash note, here, phrase, Hiteda, al miflase av. Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds? Miflase av. The word balancings, miflase, is met with nowhere else in the Bible, in the Scripture. The phenomenon of the clouds poised in the sky, heavy with rain, yet without support, is to be marveled at. Here, Eob in Job chapter 37, verse 16. And also in Job's words in chapter 26, verse 8. But here, even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. Weighed in a scale. Here, Midrash note on Mizmor Kof Yod Eit. Here. The amount of rainfall is measured out to men in the degree that they are undefiled. So bringing out the Midrash right here on even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. Weighed in a scale. That is, the amount of rainfall is measured out to men, to humanity, in the degree that they are undefiled. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse in Eob in Job? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is undefiled in wisdom? Peles u moznei mishpat layahuwah, a just balance and scales are of Jehovah. Bringing this out right here, that balancing, miflase, signifies weighing in a scale is evident from the phrase in Mishle Shlomo in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Mishalim, Proverbs of Solomon, here, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11. Peles u moznei mishpat layahuwah, a just balance and scales are of Jehovah. Peles u Mosne Mishpat la Yahuwah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse in Job? Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is undefiled in wisdom? Hetera ala miflase av mifalota timim da'im. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? Miflota timim da'im. Miflot timim da'im. Da'im. Tamim Da'im, perfect in knowledge. Tamim Da'im, the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge. Miflota Tamim Da'im. Hetera ala miflase av. Miflota Tamim Da'im. It means, taught Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, taught Rav Judah bar Simon, that Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, brings rain for the sake of him who is undefiled in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is undefiled in the sight of the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One. Blessed be he, Baruch Hu. And David made it plain that the undefiled is Yisrael, is Israel, saying in the 18th Psalm, he breaks it, the 24th verse, And I was undefiled to him. Wayehi tamim imo, and I was single-hearted with him. Wayehi, and I became wayehi. Wayehi tamim imo, and I was single-hearted with him. Or here in the Midrash, and I was undefiled. I was undefiled to him. Wayehi tamim imo, and I was single-hearted with him. Even though Yisrael is regarded as serpents, even though Yisrael is regarded as serpents and scorpions by the Goye Haaretz, by the nations, the heathen nations, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane. And when David saw that Yisrael was undefiled in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he began to offer praise, Isis, as is said, even here in today's Mizmor, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Ashrei temimei darek, haholkima b'torat Yahuwah, happy Ashrei, beatitude. Happy. Ashrei, beatitude, blessed. Ashrei, happy. Timimei, darek, are the upright. Timimei, the undefiled. Timimei, darek, in the way. Ha holkim, those who, they who trod. Ha holkim, those who trod. Bitorat, in the Torah, Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Ashrei, timimei, darek. Ha holkim, bitorat, Yahuwah. Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah.
Yes, yes, yes. First section right there is the Midrash on today's daily psalm. This is going to be a little bit longer, brothers and sisters, but this is hopefully for the record right here. Sections 2 to 3 right here on the outro. Then touch on today's readings, but we will for this 41st. But think of Phineas must have had this in his heart to call mind and also in his action. But here, shalom chavarim, shalom.
Another exposition of blessed are the undefiled in the way. Another exposition of ashrei timimei darek, happy are they that are upright in the way, happy are they the undefiled in the way. Ashrei timimei darek. Elsewhere, scripture says, even in Psalm 37, Hebraically the 37th verse, Shemar tam urei yashar, mark the man that is undefiled. Shemar tam, and behold, urei yashar, and behold the upright. Shemar tam urei yashar. Rav Tanhuma related that Rav Yehuda Halevi Bar Shalom, Rav Phineas Pinchas HaKohen, and Rav Huna, all three of them agreed on the following. In the eighth Labo, in the time that I would come, Gog and Magog will move against Yisrael, Israel, three times. And the third time, the third hour, they will come and ascend against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem, and go about through Yehuda, Judah, and conscript into their armies the men of Yehuda, Judah, strong men, as is said even in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. As it said, I will make the house of Judah of Yehuda strong. And here, Midrash note right here, on the words and agreement of Rav Tanhuma relating Rav Yehuda HaLevi Bar Shalom, Rav Phinehas HaKohen, and Rav Huna, all three of them agreeing on the following, that in the time to come, the eight labo, the Iwa to come, Gog and Magog will move against Yisrael three times, and the third time they will come and ascend against Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, and go through Yehuda, Judah, and conscript into their armies the men of Yehuda, Judah, strong men. Here, the Midrash note right here, on Mizmor Kof Yod 8, here is that the prediction that the men of Judah, of Yehuda, will be forced to serve in the armies of Gog and Magog, maybe based on the conclusion of Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, which reads, upon Yehuda, Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem. So here, this prediction is based on the conclusion of Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, that reads, upon Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Jerusalem. Wigam al Yehuda yihyeh b'matzor al Yerushalayim, and upon Judah, wigam, and also wigam al Yehuda, and upon Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Yerushalayim. Yihyeh b'matzor al Yerushalayim. As is said, quoting Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6, I will make the house of Judah, the Beit Yehuda, strong. Here, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. And the Midrash note right here, is that Felix Perlez suggests that this verse be substituted for, quote, and I shall force them against the Lord, end quote, which is written in the ET, the edited text, which is not a quotation from Scripture. So here, we have Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. V'gibarti et Beit Yehuda, and I will strengthen the house of Judah. V'gibarti et Beit Yehuda, and I will strengthen the Beit Yehuda. V'gibarti et Beit Yehuda. Of Gog and Magog, however, Scripture goes on to say, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, behold, I will make Jerusalem a threshold of staggering to all the peoples round about. Behold, I will make Jerusalem, a threshold of staggering to all the peoples round about. Hine anochi Sam et Yerushalayim Saf Ra'al Lekol Ha'amim Saviv. Behold, I will make Jerusalem, a cup of staggering. Hine Anochi Sam et Yerushalayim Saf Ra'al to all the peoples round about. Lekol Ha'amim Saviv. And here, Midrash note right here. Usually the word Saf, Saf is rendered cup. Usually, the word Saf is rendered cup. And Hine Anoki Sam et Yerushalayim Saf Ra'al, cup of staggering. But the word Hebraically Saf can also mean threshold. Saf Ra'al. Thus, behold, I will make Jerusalem a threshold of staggering. Hine Anoki Sam et Yerushalayim Saf Ra'al to all the peoples round about. Lekol ha'amim sabib. The following passage that seems to be, some say, an interpolation is added here by Buber's text. What is meant by cup of staggering? What is meant by saf ra'al? Saf ra'al. It means that Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'el Lohim, will cause the peoples round about to drink the cup of blood that will make them stagger. For saf ra'al, cup of staggering, saf ra'al, threshold of staggering. Cup of staggering, the word saf, in this case, generally implies a cup or a basin of blood. As in the verse, even from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 12, verse 22, that reads, "And ye and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin." U'elkachtem egudata ezob u'tevaltem padam asher basaf. And ye and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. U'lekachtem ekudata ezov u'tevaltem abedam badam asher basaf. The blood that is in the basin, badam asher basaf. Full of verse. U'lekachtem ekudata ezov u'tevaltem abedam asher basaf. Where he got itema eta ha mashkofa we illa shite hamzuzota mina hadam asher basaf. We atem lo teitzua ish mi petach baito ad boker. And he and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, basaf, in the saf, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, basaf, in the saf. Ve'atem lo teitzu'e isha mia petach beito adaboker. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. So here, the cup of staggering, the saf ra'al, the cup of staggering or the threshold of staggering, bringing out the sense in the Hebrew of the basin, even from the quote from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 12, verse 22. For having come to the threshold, the saf, the threshold of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, what will Gog and Magog do? They will put two strong men in charge of each and every conscripted man of Yisrael, every conscripted ish of Yisrael. Lamazeh, why? Wherefore? In order to keep the men of Yisrael, of Israel, from running away. And here, Midrash note points to the previous Midrash on Psalm 118, the 12th perek, the 12th section, the Midrash for Psalm 118.12. But as the strong men of Yehuda, the strong men of Judah, force to go up and lay siege to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, they will pray in their hearts, saying, Let us make I and I fall into the hands of the men defending Yerushalayim, defending Jerusalem, and make not them fall into our hands, into I and I hands. And why? Lama, why will they pray in their hearts? Because they will be afraid of letting their voices be heard. As Scripture says, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 5, the chiefs of Judah shall say in their heart, "May redemption come to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim." And Scripture says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 5, "Ve'amru alufei Yehuda be'libam, amtzali yoshvei Yerushalayim." The chiefs of Judah shall say in their heart, "Ve'amru alufei Yehuda be'libam," in their heart, "Be'libam, amtzali yoshvei Yerushalayim." The inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength. May the inhabitants of Jerusalem be my strength. May I find that the inhabitants of Yerushalayim are my strength.
Amtsali Yoshvei Yerushalayim VaYahuwah Tzevaot Elohehem. Through he who he be of hosts of armies, Jehovah Tzevaot, by Yahuwah Tzevaot, Elohehem, their Elohim, their power. Okay, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, will say to the conscripted men of Yehuda, to the conscripted men of Judah, in innocence ye y'all came. By your lives I swear that innocence will guide you. As is said even in the Mishle Shlomo, as is said in the Mashal, the proverb of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. The innocence of the upright shall guide them. The innocence of the upright shall guide them. Tumat Yisharim Tanchem. The integrity, the innocence, Tumat of the upright, Yisharim, shall guide them. Tanchem. Tumat Yisharim Tanchem. Integrity of the upright. They who are upright choose integrity as their standard of conduct. It will prove a reliable guide and be a safeguard against error and danger. Tumat Yisharim Tanchem. In that instant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add might to the might of the men of Yehuda, to the men of Judah. They will draw their swords, strike left and right, and slay the men in charge of them. Hence, here, it is said, Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolki B'Torat Yahuwah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of Jehovah. Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yahuwah. Happy are they that are upright, that are undefiled in the way, who walk, who trod in the Torah of Jehovah. In a different exposition of blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord, Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yahuwah, elsewhere scripture says, even in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Holech batom yelech betach ua mi akesh derakayo yewadea. He that walketh uprightly walketh securely. Holeka batom yelek betach. But he that perverteth his ways, ua mi akesha derakaya, shall be found out. Yewa dea. Holeka batom yelek betach. Ua mi akesha derakaya yewa dea. He who walks, who trods uprightly, may be assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, will prosper his ways. But he who perverts his ways shall be made known. Yivadea, yivadea, yivadea. The kind of man he is shall be revealed to the world in more ways than one. Hence, here it is said, he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that perverteth, uami akesh, his ways shall be known. Derakao yivadea. Derakayo yivadea. Another comment. He that walketh uprightly is Abraham. He that holek batom. Holek, that trod, holek batom, uprightly, undefiled, batom, is Abraham, to whom it was said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, walk before me, and be thou upright. Hitahaleka lifanai, wehye tamim. Walk, trod before I, in my face, in my presence, before I. Hitahaleka lifanai, and become, wehye, 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 and be thou tamim, be thou upright, be thou wholehearted, be thou undefiled. Hitahaleka lifanai, wehye tamim.
For what had HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said to Avraham? He had said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Lech lecha me'arzecha u'amia moladitecha. Get thee out of thy country. Lech lecha me'arzecha and from thy kindred. U'amia moladitecha. And Avraham did not argue the matter with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, by saying, quote, what difference can it make to thee whether a man remain here or get him to another country? He who moves from one house to another house is distressed, and needless to say, he is even more so who has to move from one country to another country. End quote. Avraham did not say. Avraham, however, did not hesitate and at once did everything that Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, Ha'elahim had commanded him. As is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12 at the fourth verse, so Avraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Avraham ka'asher diber elayo Yahuwah. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken to him. Avram ka'asher diber elayo Yahuwah. So Abraham departed. So Abraham departed. Wa yelech. Departed as Jehovah had spoken to him. Did Abraham lose by this? No, lo. For when the four kings invaded Canaan, did they not fall by him? As Scripture says, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 14, at verse 15, Genesis chapter 14, verse 15, Scripture says, the night itself contended against them. Wayechaleka elehem, laila hu, and the night itself contended against them. Wayechalek elehem, Laila hu, or, and he divided himself against them by night, the traditional translation, or here, wayechalek lehem, laila hu, the night itself contended against them. Here, Midrash notes, see the above, the previous Midrash to Psalm 2, the second section to Psalm 2.2, and note the ad loca. Moreover, when Ha'elohim said to Avraham in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and offer him there for a burnt offering. Take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and offer him there for a burnt offering. And here, the fuller verse, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Vayomer, kach na et bincha, et yechidka, asher havta et yitzchaka, v'lech lecha, il eretz ha-moriya, v'ha-elehu, sham, le'ola ala achada, he-harim asher omar elecha. Here, full of verse, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee of. Wayomer, kach na et bincha, et yechidka, asher ahabta et yitzhak, v'lech lecha, il eretz ha-moriah, v'ha-elehu sham, le'ola al achad he-harim asher omar elecha. He did not talk back to Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, though he might have talked back saying, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 21, verse 12, yesterday thou didst say to me, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Abraham did not talk back to the power, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, though he might have talked back saying, even in the words from Bereshit, Genesis 21 and 12, yesterday thou, the I, did say to I, ki be yitzchak yikare lecha zara, for in Isaac shall seed be called to thee. ki be yitzhak yikare lecha zara. For in Isaac, ki be yitzhak shall seed be called to thee yikare lecha zara. And today, I am to offer Yitzhak for a ola, for a burnt offering, a holocaust offering. Whence? Whence then wilt thou bless me? Whence? From where then wilt thou bless I? But he did not talk back to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim. Instead, he did at once all that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had commanded him, as is said even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 22, verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took Yitzhak Beno. Vayashkem Abraham Baboker, Vayachvosha Eta Chmoro. Why Yikacha Eta Shneya Arayo Ito with eight Yitzhaka Bino Wayavaka It's a Ola Wayakama Wayeleka Illa Hamakoma Shara Marlau Ha Elohim. For the verse, and Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he cleaved the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place of that Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim. The power had told him. Wayashkem Avraham Baboker. Wayachvosha etach moro, wayikacha etashneyan arayo ito, we ate Yitzhak abino, wayavak a, it's a ola, wayak ama, wayaleka, illahamakom, asheramar lau, ha Elohim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be He, did for His part what He had promised Abraham when He said to him, even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. Ve'esika le'goy kadol, va'evarekika, va'egadla shimecha, ve'hiyeh. Baraka, and I will make of thee a great nation. Ve'esika legoy gadol, and I will bless thee. Va'ebarekika, and make thy name great. Va'egadla shemecha, va'egadla shemecha, and be thou, and the I to be, and be thou, and become the I a blessing. Ve'hiye baraka. Wehye baraka. We eska legoy gadol. Wa ebarekika. Wa egadla shimeka. Wehye baraka. And so he did. For scripture says, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 18, Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Ve Abraham hayo yihye legoy gadol. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. With Abraham, hayo yihye legoy gadol. And also in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, the Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things, in all things. Vayahua berak et Abraham bakol. And Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. Vayahuwah berak et Abraham bakol. And therefore, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, Moses said this, do you desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with you? Hold fast, hold firm, hold fast to Abraham's uprightness, because uprightness is beautiful, is eitiful, is beautiful in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, the Sanctifier, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13, that reads, thou shalt be upright with the Lord thy God. Tamim tihyeim Yahuwah Eloheka, thou shalt be wholehearted with Jehovah thy power, with Jehovah thy Elohim. tamim, tihyeh aim, Yahuwah Elohecha. Thou shalt be upright, thou shalt be tamim, thou shalt be undefiled, with he who be who he be, thy power. Tamim, tihyeh aim, Yahuwah Elohecha. As he is upright, for it is said, the rock, his work is upright. Ki kol derakayo mishpat, the rock, his walk is perfect. Ki kol derakayo mishpat, the rock, his work is, for all his ways are justice. Here, 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 Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, here, verse 4. Hatzor tamim pa lo, hatzor the rock, ha? Tzor the rock, tamim. Upright, upright, undefiled. Hatzor tamim pa'olo, pa'elo, pa'olo. His work is perfect. His work is undefiled. Hatzor tamim pa'olo. Ki kol derakayo mishpata el emuna ve'en alela tzadika ve'yashar hu. And his Torah is upright, for it is said even in Mizmor Yod Tet Yutet, Psalm 19, here, he breaks with the eighth verse. The law of the Lord is upright. The law of the Lord is upright. Torah Yahuwah Temima is undefiled. The law of Jehovah is undefiled. Torah Yahuwah Temima. Therefore, David began this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, that is an acrostic, by offering praise, Isis, in the first verse. Ah, blessed are they that are upright in the way. Ah, happy are the undefiled in the way. Ah, for the first Hebrew letter, Aleph, being an acrostic psalm, Aleph. Ah, Ashrei Temimei Darek. Ah, Aleph. Happy are the undefiled in the way. Aleph. Ashrei Temimei Darek. And came to the end of the alphabet, the Aleph Beit, saying, even in the 176th verse, here, today's Psalm, Psalm 119, verse 176, thy servant seek. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Ta'iti kaseh obeid bakesh avdecha. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. Ta'iti kaseh obeid. I have gone astray like a seh kaseh obeid, like a lost sheep. Ta'iti kaseh obeid. Seek bakesh, bakesh abdeka, seek thy servant. Ta'iti yakaseh obeid, bakesh abdeka. That is, as the strayed sheep is innocent, so have I acted in innocence. Another comment, why did David say, at the end of the mizmor, at the end of the psalm, at the end of the chant, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. Ta'iti kaseh obed bakesh abdeka. Rav Yehuda Halevi bar Shalom, Rav Judah the Levite bar Shalom, answer the name of Rav Haggai bar Eliazar, Haggai, son of Eliza. As things go in the world, when a sheep strays from the flock, or an ox strays from the pasture, who seeks whom? The sheep? The shepherd, or the shepherd, the sheep? Obviously, the shepherd, the sheep. So David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, seek I, as the sheep is sought, even as thou that I did say through Shemuel HaNabi, through Samuel the prophet, even in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. The Lord Jehovah hath sought him a man after his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Ish Ki Levavo. Jehovah have sought him a man after his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah lo ish ki levabo. Ki lebabo, according to his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah lau. Jehovah, he who be who he be, has sought for himself. Bikesh Yahuwah lau ish, a man, ish, ki lebabo. Try me, O Jehovah, and prove me, and prove I, because I have acted in innocence. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Kaseh, obed. Seek thy servant, Bakesh Abdeka, for like a sheep I am innocent, a ewe lamb without blemish. Wayikra, Leviticus chapter 14, verse 10, a ewe lamb without blemish. Kabsa, Tamim, Kabsa, Tamim, a ewe lamb. Without blemish.